بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. On behalf of Understand Quran Academy Hyderabad, I would like to welcome you to the second session. In this session, we will study one verse and two ahadith. In the last session, we have studied verse from Surah Sad, which says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed this book, Al-Qur'an, so that people do tadabbur, pondering, and tadakkur, pondering on its verses. That means pondering the Arabic verses. Because Qur'an cannot be translated. Please note that Qur'an cannot be translated. All scholars are unanimous about it. Well, you may say that this is something like out of blind faith we are saying this, but take poetry from any language, you know, any poem of any language, and try to translate it to other language. You cannot. It is almost impossible to translate poetry. I can give many examples, but for those who understand Urdu, I just give one example. Kaise kaise, aise waise ho gaye, aise waise, kaise kaise ho gaye. You cannot translate it to English. Like one of my friend, you know, jokingly said, how, these that became, these that how became. It's nonsense. And this is, you know, composition of a human being. If human composition or human poetry or poetry written by a human being cannot be translated, how can you translate the words of Allah, the composition of Allah, the Quran? What it implies is that even if you have read 100 translations of Quran, in common sense, you have not read Quran. That's plain and simple. In fact, none of us will make this absurd mistake of claiming that he knows all European languages. None of us will write in his resume that he knows German, he knows French, he knows Norwegian, all those languages which use Latin letters. Because that kind of reading is not accepted in any educational, any institution. And that's why we never claim that. So how can we claim that we read Quran? Come on. If you don't understand while you read it, in the common sense of the term, you don't know how to read. But please, don't mistake me in the other direction. That is, I am not negating the reward for recitation. You know, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has promised that, has told us that for every letter we will get 10 rewards. That is, you know, that is there. Nor are we decreasing the value of translation, because it is the translation through which we will understand Quran, through which we will learn the Arabic Quran. But the translation is not our destination. It's a means to go to the Arabic Quran. Remember that Arabic surahs have their own effects. It is the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It has a spiritual voltage, I would say. That spiritual voltage cannot be translated to any language. In addition to the literary power of the Quran, there is another dimension which is also there, which is its spiritual voltage. For example, certain surahs have certain effects. Ayatul Kursi or Suratul Nas and Falaq and Ikhlas, how can translation have those effects, you know, those spiritual effects especially? So let me go to another. That's why we have to understand Quran in Arabic. Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that we have made this Quran easy. Allah says, and that is our first verse for today's lesson, وَلَقَدْ يَسَّرْنَا الْقُرْآنَ لِلذِّكْرِ. And indeed, surely, يَسَّرْنَا, we made easy. What? Al-Qur'an. We have made the Qur'an easy for what? For dhikr. What is the meaning of dhikr? Dhikr means is to memorize, to remember, to memorize, and to understand and take lesson. In these two aspects, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that Quran is easy to learn, easy to understand, and also easy to memorize. Let us look at two words, la and qad. Laqad. Laqad is a combination of la and qad. La is also used extensively in the Quran. For example, innal insana la fi khusr. لا is for emphasis. قد has been used more than 400 times in the Quran. قد has many meanings. When it comes with past tense, as is the case in general in the Quran, it means already. This gives stress on the completion of a task. قد means already. Last time we have learned لي. لِيَدَّبَّرُوا آيَاتِهِ وَلِيَتَذَكَّرَ أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ. لِي means so that. لِيَدَّبَّرُوا so that they ponder. وَلِيَتَذَكَّرَ so that they take admonition. لِي is so that and لَا is indeed. Let us, you know, apply this formula of interaction with Quran. Ask, evaluate, plan, propagate. That's what we discussed in the last lesson. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَقَدْ يَسَّرْنَا الْقُرْآنَ لِلذِّكْرِ. We have indeed made this Quran easy for dhikr. How will we bring it into our life? We say, oh Allah, you have made it easy. Please, you know, we are ready. Make it easy for us also. We made dua. Now make ihtisab. Did we ever try to learn Quran in the past week or yesterday? If not, astaghfirullah. If yes, alhamdulillah. But then let us plan for tomorrow or the next week. And then propagate this thing. Not only that we do, not only that we should, you know, respond to this verse. In fact, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself is saying further, he says, فَهَلْ مِن مُدَّكِرِ. Is there anyone who will take admonition? Who will take admonition? So we should be, in fact, you know, we should say, oh Allah, yes, we are ready. Please, you know, help us perform this task. That's the verse. Now we come to the hadith, which says, in which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, خَيْرُكُمْ مَنْ تَعَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنَ وَعَلَّمَهُ. Very famous. خَيْرُكُمْ, the best of you. مَنْ, the one who. مَنْ is who. تَعَلَّمَ, learns. الْقُرْآنَ, the Quran. وَعَلَّمَهُ, and عَلَّمَ, teaches who it to others. Let's look at the word مَنْ. Man is just like who. If it comes in the beginning, it's, you know, like, who are you? This is one sense. I'm the one who met yesterday. This is in another sense. So, man rabbuka, who is your Lord? And khairukum man ta'alam, the best of you is the one who learns the Quran and teaches it. So, man means who, and it has come in the Quran more than 800 times. So, please note that. And last thing that we'll study is another hadith, which is, إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ. A'mal, actions or deeds are based, deeds are based, you know, we have to add that. إِنَّمَا means only, based only, بِالنِّيَّاتِ, on intentions. Deeds are based only on intentions. That is, whatever our intention is, will be rewarded accordingly. Please note that we will learn each word by remembering its example. This is the easiest way to remember the word. And in the context of innama, I will add two more words because they sound similar. One is in, and next is inna, and third is innama. All these three have come in the Quran almost 2000 times. So in, and you know the meaning of in if you remember the example. You say commonly, inshallah, if Allah wills. So in means if. Example, inshallah. Inna, indeed. Example, you often say, إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الصَّابِرِينَ. Indeed, Allah is with those who are patient. So, إِنَّ is indeed. إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الصَّابِرِينَ. إِنَّمَا, only. إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ. Actions are based only on intentions. Our actions are based but on intentions. So, in is if, inshallah. إِنَّ, indeed. إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الصَّابِرِينَ. إِنَّمَا, only. إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ. So all these, you know, just remember these words along with examples. Second part of today's session is grammar. And in grammar we will learn six words. هُوَ, هُمْ, أَنْتَ, أَنْتُمْ, أَنَا, نَحْنُ. We will learn it using TPI, total physical interaction. That is, we will use all our existence. We will say it, see it, show it, and think it, and so on. We will shed more light on TPI later on, but remember that through TPI we will learn many words in this course which have come in the Quran 20,000 times, almost 25% of Quranic words. So don't please take it easy. Just do it the way the way I say it. So when you say huwa, show it with your one finger of your right hand and point it to the right side, and imagining that there's a big person sitting on your right. We'll talk about big later on. So huwa he. So repeat after me, and I will try to say it slowly with you. Huwa he. Huwa he. Hum they. Show it with your four fingers, again in the same direction, on your right side. Hum they. Hum they. Anta you. You point towards me and I'll point towards you with one finger. Anta you. Anta you. And use your right hand, please, for all these actions. Right hand. Antum, you all. Antum, you all. Ana, I. Ana, I. Nahnu, we. Nahnu, we. Huwa, he. Huwa, he. Hum, they. Hum, they. Anta, you. Anta, you. Antum, you all. Antum, you all. Ana, I. Ana, I. Nahnu, we. Nahnu, we. When you say ana, just point towards yourself, and nahnu, point four fingers towards yourself, assuming that there are four people sitting with you, along with you. So this was the first cycle. Next cycle, I will just say Arabic and you will translate, but I will say it slowly so that you also get tip. Huwa, he. Hum, they. Anta, you. Antum, you all. Ana, I. Nahnu, we. Once more. Huwa, he. Hum, they. Anta, you. Antum, you all. Ana, I. Nahnu, we. Now, we'll just practice Arabic. And when we practice Arabic, just remember one more rule. Assume that nobody knows your language here. There are only Arabs sitting around. You're trying to explain, tell them something like huwa hum. So just tell them or try to explain them. Huwa hum anta antum ana nahnu. So repeat after me. Huwa hum. Huwa hum. Anta antum anta antum. Ana nahnu. Ana nahnu. Once more. Huwa hum. Huwa hum. Anta antum. Anta antum. Ana nahnu. Ana nahnu. I will just, you know, show signs and you will repeat after me. But again, do it yourself and just say it, just show the signs and also pronounce along with it. Huwa hum anta antum ana nahnu. Once more. Huwa hum anta antum ana nahnu. These six words, huwa hum anta antum ana nahnu, have come in the Quran 1295 times. So if we do a couple of minutes of exercise, you know, it's wonderful to learn those words which occur so many times. So in this lesson, we have learned qad, which has come 400 times, and in, inna, innama, almost 2000 times, and man, 800, more than 800 times, and huwa, hum, anta, antum, ana, nahnu. So all together they have come in the Quran almost 4,500 times, 4,500 times. So just remember these words and the examples. Please, you know, remember the examples. That way you will never forget the meanings, or you can easily recall the meanings, or you will not get confused between similar sounding words, in, inna, innama, and so on. Lastly, we conclude this with an educational tip. All of us can learn. Don't ever say that, well, it's difficult for me to learn. No, every one of us can learn. First of all, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with a brain which contains 10 billion cells. Huge capacity. And you know what? The research says we use rarely 5% of it. Very small person. So almost all of it is empty. And even if you have reached, for example, 60 years of age, don't let shaitan say, oh, I'm too old, I cannot learn. No, this is purely whispering of shaitan. Because according to research, only 3% of your cells die till you're 60 years of age in general. So, you know, a lot of it is still unused. Huge percent. And lastly, and more importantly, for brain as well as muscles, the formula is use it or lose it. If you don't use them, your brain will slowly die, or slowly, you know, If you don't use it, it will not remain healthy. Just like, you know, if your hand is broken and you have plaster on it for 1 month, you remove the plaster and you can see the whole, the hand has become just like a bone, you know. Why? Because the muscles are not being used, so they start shrinking. Similarly, if you don't use your brain, it will start, you know, almost losing you. So, use it or lose it. So why not use it to learn the Quran? With this, we stop for today, and tomorrow, inshallah, we'll learn some more. And each lesson, inshallah, we'll learn those words which have come in the Quran thousands and thousands of times. So please don't, you know, miss it. May Allah give us tawfiq to understand Quran, recite Quran, propagate Quran, act on the Quran. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma, wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.